USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new variant of the coronavirus has been identified in New York. Researchers say the new variant is similar to the one first found in South Africa and could be more transmissible. Researchers at Columbia University say it was first isolated in samples collected in November and now represents about 12% of cases in the state. Scientists say the variant does not appear to be resistant to available vaccines. The studies from Columbia and Caltech have yet to be peer-reviewed or published. And the housing market continues to be one of the most rapidly improving sectors of the economy. New home sales rose 4.3% in January, according to new data from the Commerce Department. That's up nearly 20% from the same time a year ago. The median price of a new home sold in January was down slightly at $346,000, but still is also up more than 5% year over year. Economists say that record low mortgage rates have helped push demand and prices higher. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A third coronavirus vaccine could soon hit the market as a single-shot candidate is being considered this week for an emergency use authorization. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee is back on this year.
Last year's Spelling Bee was canceled because of COVID, the first time since World War II had been called off. This year's Bee will happen in a mostly virtual format, with the in-person competition limited to a dozen finalists who will gather at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's usually held at a convention center outside Washington where a larger gathering was not possible. And instead of compressing the entire competition into a week, it's called Bee Week. The Bee will be stretched over several weeks, with the preliminary rounds to be held in mid-June, the semifinals on June 27, and the ESPN televised finals on July 8. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The cancellation of last year's Bee was a cruel blow to eighth graders who missed out on their final chance to compete after years of preparation. Spellers routinely study obscure words, roots, and language patterns for hours a day, sacrificing other activities and social life for a chance to become the national champion. Spellers are no longer eligible after they reach high school. And country singer Garth Brooks has revealed his wife, Trisha Yearwood, has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, Brooks said that the couple had been quarantining for the last 2 weeks after a member of their team tested positive. While his tests have remained negative, he says Yearwood is experiencing symptoms, but overall is doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.